This, ladies and gentlemen, is the Shade.
What's up?
What's happening?
Welcome to the Shade
on Active FM.
On Active FM, the second show for 2021.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Second show already.
We are in.
We are like in now. Now it's 2021 for real.
Yeah.
So we decided to look at a very interesting topic.
Yeah.
So we decided to go with the shadiest predictions for 2021.
Yeah.
So 2020, obviously, we entered a new era. It was like entering 2000, we had entered 2020,
mm-hmm.
right? And yeah, there were a lot of things that happened in 2020.
Well, actually, it is one thing, but yeah.
No, a lot of things happened in 2020.
Like what?
Which one thing are you talking about?
COVID-19.
Oh, well, what about the US election? What about where India was on the border of China about to invade and start World War III? Yeah, that happened in 2020. I forgot about that. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was like, World War III memes. Everything.
What?
Don't you like, they were just like, oh, we just entered 2020 and now World War III. Like, it was one of the jokes.
What?
Right? So we decided, since we're at the beginning of 2021, and you know, we went into 2020 so blindly, like we were all celebrating, going, James, so many people said, this year is my year.
Yeah.
But for me personally, 2020 wasn't a bad year.
It wasn't.
It came with challenges, but every year has challenges. Every year. It wasn't a bad year. It just, I think it took people by surprise. And one thing it did do is it took the control that people thought they had, it took it away from them.
For months.
Right? So people were just like, ah, because now they weren't in control anymore.
Yeah.
But personally, for me, 2020 was a good year. I did enjoy it. It had a lot of good to it.
It did come with its perks.
Yeah, it came with its perks. And I remember even at the end of 2019 doing a show with the movie show where we actually looked at the good and the bad. And we were actually saying every year has bad to it. You just have to, you either focus on the bad or you focus on the good. So we're not predicting that 2021 is going to be a bad year.
No, we're not.
We just thought it would be funny to look at some of the predictions for 2021. We've got three different sources or four different sources that we're going to be looking at.
Yeah.
Now, we are not saying that these sources are true. In fact, they probably aren't true. We don't know. We're just saying that this is what was predicted in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And now we obviously are in 2021. So now it's a thing of, will this happen in 2021?
You know, as people who are concerned for the livelihood of the world, we feel that
we should
let you know. It is our responsibility to let you know
what's going on.
So that when it happens, you remember that, oh yes, the Shade said,
but
this could happen.
Disclaimer, we are not claiming anything. We are not saying anything. We're not saying this is going to happen.
Yes.
We just went on the internet, the beloved internet that lies to us most of the time.
Yep.
And we looked and did some research and found just a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're not going to get into like the actual predictions because you know they actually are like predictions for the year 2021.
Yeah.
So they say that this is the amounts, so the world population, how much that will grow.
Oh, no.
And then, like, technology.
No.
And we're not looking at, like, the actual predictions for 2021. The only prediction that we did look at was they said that China is going to, like, heavily start producing self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Which I personally am not happy about. Like, hello, people. Have you not watched movies with self-driving cars in them? I have. One of them ended well with that self-driving car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has no one watched Minority Report with Tom Cruise? Like, he literally was stuck in a car and it was driving him to the government who were going to kill him and, you know, slaughter him. And now people want self-driving cars.
Come on.
I personally am fine driving myself.
Yes. Some of us just got licenses.
Right?
Mm.
They did.
Yes,
they really did.
Yeah, they did.
And now they can't drive themselves.
Yeah.
Because now they must be driven by a machine.
By a machine. That doesn't have a heart.
That doesn't. And will listen to whatever although it's quite scary with this artificial intelligence because the machinery actually starts thinking for itself.
What?
It's not even a joke. So, yeah, that okay, but now we're off the actual predictions. So we decided to go to the most well-known source of predicting things.
Yeah.
I think of the 21st century. It has shocked us time and time again.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, they are.
No, I didn't watch this show, and I don't push the show.
Listen, for them to be even given the light of day, for them to be even an option, for them to be our source,
no,
signifies greatness.
No,
the
it
fact
doesn't.
That this show, and just to mention, this show has nothing to do with like predictions and stuff. This show, man,
what is the show got to do with?
They're amazing.
Oh, it's an actual show we're talking about.
Yeah, this one.
No, but this show. Okay, heads up. This show is not kosher. It's not kosher.
Yeah,
it's not kosher by all means. So if you don't know what we're talking about, we are talking about. Tabu, would you like to say it?
The Simpsons.
Right.
Oh, man.
And Tabu is so happy. But
oh, man.
I don't rate the show. I won't watch the show. I just know that there's been predictions that have come true and you're like, okay.
No, but listen, for this, that's what I'm saying, though. For The Simpsons, for cartoons to be given.
But what was behind this thing? That's what I want to ask. Because it's not like someone was just sitting in their room going, oh, yeah, and then Trump will become president. Oh, yeah, and then. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For me, that means there's something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could have been demonically inspired. Do you get what I'm saying? Because there are familiar spirits and things like this. But anyway, we just thought that we would mention what The Simpsons predicted. So, previous predictions that they made that did come true was obviously Trump as president.
Yeah.
Which we are grateful for.
Yeah.
They did predict that.
That's
and then they also predicted that Lady Gaga... They actually predicted her halftime, you know, the halftime Super Bowl show.
Yeah.
They actually like predicted that with her weird and wonderful costumes and
Yeah.
So, and they say this looks strikingly similar to Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl.
For real.
At the halftime show.
Mm.
And then also fans have compared one of the episodes of The Simpsons to the final season of Game of Thrones.
Mm.
Yeah.
What?
Right. So they've been out here predicting things.
No, but listen, their predictions aren't in unity. It's like Trump over there, and then there's Lady Gaga there, and then Game of Thrones. There's no pattern. It's just like random facts. Yeah, it's very random.
So what did they predict for 2021? There is one prediction, and it is called Doomsday.
Oh,
great. So, it says that The Simpsons predicted that in its 31st Halloween special, Treehouse of Horror number 30, shows a 2021 doomsday. It's election day at the start of the episode, and in classic Simpsons humor, a campaign sign reads Biden Harris, Trump Putin, and elect someone, anyone.
Mm.
Homer dreams of voting because... causing him to sleep through election day. And then on inauguration day, January 20th, Springfield has become an apocalyptic wasteland.
What?
So robots, now get this, they predicted that robots will fill the town. Robots.
Robots.
I feel like this, but you know what I also think it is? There is like people that are wanting to push for these things and they've been wanting to push for them
AI.
Since back. Yeah, like robots controlling the One World Order, like that whole thing.
Oh,
that
isn't
a recent thing. That has been
it's
so
been
so
there.
The fact that they're predicting these things, I feel like it wasn't necessarily predictions. It was kind of like milestones.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like we are doing milestones and by 2021 this is what we want to happen. That's what I think could have been the case. But they say robots fill the town, buildings are on fire, and Homer is wearing armor while holding a rifle. And then he says, that's what I get for voting for Kanye.
Hey.
Right. And Hans Molman shouts this at a robot who is forcing him through the air. At the end of the episode, four flags are seen reading Pestilence, Famine, War, and Treehouse of Horror 31. So that is what The Simpsons predicted would happen in 2021.
That is a lot of... to digest,
right?
A lot of facts,
but I still feel like that whole thing, because even like with the whole voter fraud and stuff, it's all been like orchestrated. That thing was planned. Do you get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying with The Simpsons. I wouldn't go all they're predicting everything.
No.
I would go, maybe there were people involved with the animators, because we do know that Hollywood is as much as I love films, I know that there's some shady and not good shady characters in the background.
Yep.
That are trying to push some very evil things
through movies.
And exactly. And they use movies to almost get people used to it. Because think about it, we're used to seeing the image of the end of the world. Like, we're used to seeing shops being raided. And why? Not because it's happened, because we've seen it in films. So if it had to happen in real life, we wouldn't be like, oh, we'd just be like, no, it's happening in real life. But we've seen it. We've been like...
accustomed.
Yes, to that. So I do believe they do that with films. But I wouldn't rate The Simpsons. I just think milestones. So let's really hope it is now the beginning of January. Let's hope by January the 20th that has not happened in America.
Yes, in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, that we are still at peace and that we don't have robots flying around and drones controlling us.
Ooh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But now on to other things. So there are three other films that we decided to look at. Now, these three films, they didn't necessarily... Well, they did kind of predict what would happen in 2020 because they're set in 2020. So what it means for a film to be set in 2020 is it's not necessarily made in 2020. It means that the story happened in the year 2020. So, for example, Back to the Future, right? I don't know the exact year, but it was made in the 1990s. But there were films set, so one of them was set in 2020 or 20... One of the... Do you get what I'm saying? So the plot is in that year, but it could have been made... We have other films where it was made in 2015, but it was set in 1803. That's just an example. So this particular film was set in 2021. It is called Johnny Mnemonic. I think that is how you pronounce it. It's M-N-E-M-N-Monic. So M-N-E-M-O-N-I-C. Right? I've never watched this film. Don't know if you have, Tabo.
No.
So this particular film is a 1995 Canadian-American cyberpunk action thriller. And it has Keanu Reeves in it and Dolph Lundgren, who, if you know who that is, he was in Expendables. He was actually in Aquaman.
Was he?
He was the father of the chick that Aquaman fell in love with that I forgot her name. Amber Heard played her. But you didn't recognize him because he had red hair.
Does he look Russian, this guy?
Yes, sort of. He's got blonde hair.
Oh, he was in Rocky.
Yes, he was in Rocky as well. Yes. Mm-hmm. So they were both in the film. And the film, this was actually Dolph Lundgren's last film before Expendables. So he made this film in 1995. And then he didn't make another film until 2010, which was the Expendables.
15 years.
Right?
What?
But now what this film is about is it's Johnny, so that's the main character, who's Keanu Reeves, is a data courier who literally carries data packages inside his head for a fee.
What?
So he's a courier, so you know people that deliver stuff.
Yeah.
But he delivers data, but literally the package is inside his head and it's for a fee. And this time he carries a package that is too large to hold for long and he must race against time to deliver it. Hectic stuff, man.
So this guy is basically an external hard drive.
He, in a way, yes. And then he delivers things to people for a fee. Yeah, so it says in 2021, society is deeply engaged in a virtual internet. It's referred to as nerve attenuation syndrome, or NAS. Another major issue is the takeover of society by large corporations, many of which are based in East Asia. That is very interesting that they decided to choose East Asia as where the large corporations would be controlling society. In Japan, the Yakuza organized crime family acts as corporate enforcement. Their brutal tactics make the transmission of data to be a dangerous business. Ooh. And then Johnny is a mnemonic. This word, mnemonic.
Just call him Johnny. Call him Johnny.
Fine. Johnny is a courier with a data storage device implanted in his brain, allowing him to discreetly carry information too sensitive to transfer across the net.
What?
The virtual reality equivalent of the internet. While lucrative, the implant has cost Johnny his childhood memories.
What?
And he seeks to have the implant removed to regain his memories. His handler, Ralphie, assigns him one more job that would cover the cost of the operation, which is extremely expensive, sending Johnny to Beijing to collect the latest information. Johnny is told that the information exceeds his current memory capacity of 80 gigabytes. That's not a lot of memory to have. Only 80 gigs. But he acquires a comprehension unit that effectively doubles the amount he can hold. So now he is 160 gigs.
160. Right? Strong.
Yes.
He meets with a client, a group of frantic scientists, to tell him that they want him to carry 320 gigabytes of memory.
No!
Johnny accepts this, knowing that the overflow data will upload directly into his brain, which
That's
can
double.
Cause psychological damage
no.
and death if not removed within a few days. Johnny uploads the data to his storage, with the scientist selecting three random images from a television screen to use as an encryption key. Just as the scientists are about to send the key to the data's receiver in Newark, New Jersey, they are massacred by the Yakuza. Johnny manages to escape with a portion of the encryption key. So this is an intense story, man.
Ooh.
In the end, Johnny starts a procedure but finds himself helped by AI.
AI, oh mm-hmm. my word.
And eventually the data is safely recovered and broadcast to the world or around the world, and it is revealed that the AI was the virtual version of the founder of something and the mother of Johnny. Johnny discovers he can now recall his memories of his youth, including his mother and family. As he recovers from the process, he, Jane, and Lotex observe the building on fire where they are at, which was set on fire by the public in response to this company withholding a cure.
Hmm.
This is freaky, man.
That is hectic.
This is like...
What?
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. I personally wouldn't mind watching that film. Just for the sake of it. So they're predicting that in 2021, we will basically become hard drives. But I don't know. Do you think we only have the capacity of 80 gigs? That's little. Like at least a terabyte.
I don't know. I don't know.
So, yes, that is another prediction.
No, but listen. There was talks of Elon Musk
right.
developing that chip in your head.
That thing apparently can read your thoughts.
Mm.
This is scary, man.
Mm.
And you see what I'm saying? Movies have just made us get used to it. Like, this is what is supposed to happen in the future.
And we'll just let it happen and embrace it.
What?
This is see, Johnny even got an upgrade.
Right.
From 80 to 160. Yeah.
And then 320, and he survived. He survived 320 gigabytes.
But that's not possible with the real hard drive.
Hectic stuff, man. Okay, another one. This is also an end of the world film. So it is called Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Right? So it is an American romantic comedy drama film that was made in 2012, and it is set in 2021. So this is the storyline. In New York City, a news report is broadcast informing the world that a mission to stop an incoming 70-mile-wide asteroid known as Matilda has failed, and the asteroid will make impact in 3 weeks, destroying all life on Earth.
What?
Dodge Peterson and his wife Linda, listen to the broadcast from the side of the road. When Dodge expresses disinterest, Linda disgustedly leaves the vehicle without a word. At home, Dodge reminisces about his high school sweetheart, Olivia. That is disgusting. When he notices his neighbor, Penny, crying on the fire escape, she has just broken up with her boyfriend, Owen, for making her miss her last opportunity to see her family in England. That is terrible.
What?
She should have broken up with him. At her apartment, Penny gives Dodge 3 years' worth of his mail that was incorrectly delivered to her, and in the process unwittingly tells him that his wife was having an affair. Dodge storms off into the night, and eventually he tries to commit suicide. He wakes up in a park with a dog tethered to his foot and a note on his sweater reading sorry, which becomes the dog's name. Dodge takes sorry home, opens the old mail, and is surprised to discover a 3-month-old letter from Olivia, his high school sweetheart, which explains that he was the love of her life. Later, a riot breaks out on his block. Dodge and Penny abandon the self-centered Owen amid the rioters, with Dodge explaining to Penny that he knows someone who could fly her to England if she helps him find Olivia. She agrees, and the two set off with Sorry the dog for Dodge's hometown in Delaware. Along the way, Dodge and Penny run out of gas, of course, because everyone has to run out of gas in end of the world movie.
Yes, they have to.
Share a bizarre experience with suicidal motorist Glenn. Witness the eruption of an orgy at a restaurant. Oh my goodness. Mm. This movie, I would not suggest you go watch. Mm. And in the end, Dodge and Penny walk up towards the door of the home of Olivia, but find no one home and then spend the day together. They realize that they have a mutual affection. Penny discovers a letter from Olivia to her parents, which reveals Olivia's address. Penny and Dodge drive to Olivia's home, where Dodge leaves a letter to Olivia and expresses his feelings for Penny.
What?
Shocking. Later, they go to the house of the man who Dodge promised could take Penny to England. The man turns out to be Dodge's estranged father, Frank. After making amends with Frank, Dodge puts a sleeping Penny into his father's plane, whispering to her that she is the real love of his life. Frank and Penny depart, leaving Dodge behind. Dodge takes refuge in Penny's apartment and awaits his imminent death until Penny unexpectedly returns, upset that Dodge allowed her to leave.
What?
This is weird. Penny expresses regret at not having met Dodge sooner, while Dodge assures her that their meeting have been opportune. Penny smiles as everything fades to white and they die.
What?
Okay, so they predicted that there was an asteroid that was going to hit Earth.
Basic
stuff, man. Yeah, in 2021. And then the last film that we decided to pick from. So we decided to do weird and wonderful predictions for 2021. Did you know that the film A Quiet Place was set in 2021?
What?
So it wasn't made in 2021, but it was set in 2021.
So what happens in the movie is predicted to happen.
Yes.
In so 2021.
A Quiet Place obviously predicts that aliens come to Earth. They hate sound. They kill anything that makes sound.
Mm.
People either die or they survive by being quiet.
Hence the title.
A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place.
And then A Quiet Place was a nice film, though. I thoroughly enjoyed A Quiet Place. I would not like that to happen in real life, though, because we have dogs that don't keep quiet.
Yeah.
So we would be stuffed if that happened.
Ah.
So, yeah. But that's interesting. I didn't know that it was set in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all of these predictions we would not like to happen.
Yeah.
In all 2021.
Of them. All of them.
We are going to write our own 2021. No one is going to write it for us.
Yes.
We are going to write it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will go down in history as 2021.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Because we don't want aliens.
No.
We don't want to be hard drives.
We don't want to be hard drives.
Definitely don't want to be hard drives.
Yes.
We don't want to be at war.
Yeah.
Simpsons, we don't want that.
Yes, and we don't want to see robots
in
the streets.
And we don't want to be hit by an asteroid and have to...
Yeah. Die.
That story was messed up. Mm-hmm. Literally, he had three love interests. He had his wife, then he had Olivia, his high school sweetheart, and then he had Penny.
And then Penny dated his father.
No.
She did. With Frank.
That was a confusing story.
She walked off with Frank, and then on her walk with Frank, she realized that no, Dodge was the one. And then she came back to Dodge and was shouting at Dodge for letting her leave. Why did he let her leave? With Dodge's father.
Right? So she didn't even go see her family. She just died with Dodge. Yeah, they didn't like 2021 when they thought of it, eh? They really didn't.
Mm.
But that's okay. Because we are going to set our own future.
Yes.
Not have them set our future for us.
I predict a successful year.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. There probably will be some tough times.
Yes.
But that's okay. Yes. Because we are tough.
We are tough
and
people.
And we are able to get through tough times.
Like we did.
With 2020 and 2019 and 2018 and 2017 and 2016 and 2015 and 2014. And if I continue, we're going to be like, 10 years later, 1994. No, not even. 1924, 1921, 1920. No, but it wasn't fun living in the World Wars, eh? I must be honest, I still think to this day that living in World War I and World War II was way worse than anything we've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, 1914 to 1918 wasn't fun at all.
It wasn't.
And 19, when was World War II again? 1940
yeah.
something.
40 something.
It was yeah, it was after the 1930s because that was the Great Depression. That wasn't fun either. So I'm glad I didn't live through the war times.
Yeah.
Because that.
Way worse than COVID.
Way worse than COVID. Way worse than, yes. So I think for me the main thing is let's not go to war.
No.
Let's just get rid of all of this hatred and not do this hatred thing.
Sort out our differences.
Yep.
And live together.
Yes.
As humans.
Don't become a hard drive.
Don't become a hard drive.
But seriously, I wonder how much gigs we'd be able to carry. I actually don't want to know the answer to that because I don't want any technologically anything in my brain. If it's technology, it mustn't go in your brain. I would just like to say that if someone ever tells you you need to put something of technology or nano or something in your brain, you tell them, no, that is not the way to do it.
No.
You have a brain and it's perfect.
No electricity.
No nothing.
No technology.
Right. Don't be controlled.
Yes.
Yes. So from us, the Shade, we are giving you advice at the beginning of 2020. Don't get anything plugged into your brain. You are not a hard drive. You are a human being. Just remember that. You can write that down. I am not a hard drive.
I am a human being.
I am a human being.
Yes.
A hard drive is HD. You are an HB.
You are HB.
Not an HD.
No.
Uh-uh.
No.
Yeah, so not those were 2021 predictions.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, next week we'll be back with a shady show.
Yeah, shady show.
The one that will make you laugh.
Yes, and forget about all the...
Predictions.
Predictions.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we are writing our own 2021.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are the people.
We are the people. We are 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you want to follow us on social media, if you want to get all the things that are latest with Active FM, you want to follow us on social media, we are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler Gab, and Reddit. You can just search for Active FM. You will find us there. Plus, we are on WhatsApp, so you can message us if you have heard some other crazy predictions.
Yeah.
And you want to let us know of these predictions.
Yeah.
If you want anything, if you want to contact us, if you want to talk to us, WhatsApp is the way to go.
WhatsApp is the way to
go. WhatsApp is the way to go. So you can go get our number on our Instagram bio and WhatsApp us.
Say hi.
We would love to hear you.
Yes.
We really would.
You guys can also catch us on our wonderful website, www.activefm.co.za. You guys can also catch us on all of our podcasting services, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and we are also on YouTube.
YouTube.
So we are everywhere.
We are everywhere.
So if you want to be like, yo, what's up, people? You can catch us there.
In all the places we just mentioned.
All the places.
If you don't remember them, just rewind.
Rewind.
And go listen again.
Go back.
Yeah, but for us. For us. From us.
From us.
The Shade.
To you.
Peace out. Let's take it back. On a good note. Yo, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is D. Moses, B-Y-O. Straight from the city of kings, I came with a flow to rap. Jesus Christ, who came without flows, but still built the temple in 3 days for show. Never rose to floss, but still doing the most. Coast to coast, to still saving the lost. And I found in the streets where the hearts turn cold. Turning gangsters to pastors, hustlers to ashes. His love is over everything, he got us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. It don't matter the status, the proc or the famous. He's got more mercy than Lamborghini rappers. North, south, east to the Kanye West, yeah. Enough said, you already know the rest. Matthew 6 verse 33. Seek he the kingdom first, and all his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added onto you. Ain't no such thing as halfway Christian. Scared of death, you scared to move your shirt. Give your life to the Lord Christ Jesus. Everything will change for the good. Ain't no such thing as halfway Christian. Scared of death, you scared to move your shirt. Give your life to the Lord Christ Jesus. Everything will change for the good. Good, just like that. Just like that, just like that. Good, good. Just like that, just like that, just lesson, like that, yo. People perish, cause they lack the knowledge. The word is the constitution of life. Get encouraged and open it up, and all your rights you will manage. Faith cometh by hearing, you free, not a bandit. What you know, preserve, you're not a bandit. What you don't know will keep you in the trap to vanish. Instead it was all over pambil, infundin, immoful language, and can it continue? Never find life.
searching in a shopping. 1+1=2, regardless is cutting. Truth is, it's not the human flesh that we're fighting. It's the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The authorities, the powers of the dark age. Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul wrote it. With your full armor on, that is what's important. You never find victory in the fabric you imported. So much power in the blood of Jesus. Above all problems, beyond math teachers. So much power in the blood of Jesus. Above all problems, beyond math teachers. Ain't no such thing as halfway Christians. Scared of death, you scared to move your shirt. Give your life to the Lord Christ Jesus. Everything will change for the good. Ain't no such thing as halfway Christians. Scared of death, you scared to move your shirt. Give your life to the Lord Christ Jesus. Everything will change for the good. Good, just like that. Just like that, just like that. Good, good, just like that. Just like that, just like that. Yo, yo. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. By the blood of Christ we're ever set free. But the Lord Christ Jesus is free indeed. Yo, what it is, what it do though. Rap, rap, yo. That good news though. In the streets, in the hood, yo. Deep Moses. Just like that, just like that. Salvation. Battle Axe, the mixtape. BYO.